Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Connecting Faith. You can hear the show live each weekday at noon Central Time, and there are many more podcasts for this and all our Faith Radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Here we are. Welcome to another broadcast of Connecting Faith. I'm Neil Stavem. I always enjoy your company and appreciate that you take a little time to join us here on Faith Radio. Our goal on Faith Radio day by day is to help connect faith to life. And what we like to do on Connecting Faith especially is find ways that we can apply biblical principles to daily life situations. You'll find, I think, our discussion today kind of refreshing as we actually talk about some Christian principles and perspectives on organizing. I know, Ryan, you are supremely organized already, right?
Not instinctually.
No.
It was not an inborn thing.
Okay.
I have to work really hard to
do a fine job.
Yeah. So. Thanks.
Ryan's there at the controls, Grace at the phones. By the way, I just want to mention online, we've got something up right on the front page called My Prayer for 2014, and it's an opportunity for you to just fill out a little a form online, talk about what you're praying for in the new year, and know that when you submit that to us that we're going to be praying with you for that. We have a regular prayer meeting during our staff meeting every Thursday, and so we'd be honored to just have your prayer requests. There's also, of course, PrayerWorks, which is online as well, but check out My Prayer for 2014. It's an opportunity for you to fill out the survey and interact with us a little bit.
Particularly cool at a new year, too, I think, because you see so many opportunities, hopes, challenges, but also you can just know that whatever it is, whatever happens, God is there. We can communicate to him in a very real way.
So My Prayer for 2014. Check it out at myfaithradio.com. It's myfaithradio.com. Maybe your prayer is to get rid of some of the clutter. And I wasn't just looking at you when I said that, right?
Actually, what you were doing.
Sure, just looking at you.
To give people a window.
We have some help today, and probably just in time. I'm looking forward to spending some time talking with Jody Watson. Jody is the founder and president of Supreme Organization. That's a wonderful name, and there's more to it. But her passion, and the book is called Purge with Passion. The subtitle is Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. And you'll find in this book that there are, it's a unique book in that respect, that we will talk about some Christian principles for that. Jody has done a number of TV encounters, was one of the experts for TLC's network, A Real Simple, Real Life show, and is on Lifetime's The Balancing Act and NBC Weekend Today and a number of things, and showing up in magazines and such. And we're going to find out about Supreme Organization and welcome Jody Watson to the broadcast. Jody, welcome to Connecting Faith.
Hi, Neil. Thank you. It's really great to be here.
We want to find out a little bit, I guess, about organization first. I'm curious, were you organized as a child, and so this is just sort of something that you came to naturally, or was there maybe a crisis point where you said, I need to get stuff together?
Yeah, I mean, some people are naturally organized, and some have to work harder at it, that's for sure. I was naturally organized. I didn't know that that would actually translate into something that I could help other people do, and actually that other people struggle so much in this area. So, I was, though. I think I was probably the only teenager that I know who never got into trouble for their room being untidy. I think my room was always
well, that's what I was, in fact, I was going to ask you, did even if you have brothers and sisters, or did they find you, a little troublesome because you were always so tidy and organized?
Well, you know, I didn't grow up in a naturally organized home. I mean, my mother had six children, and it's hard, to keep that would derail even the best laid organizational plans right there. So, but I just did. So it was something that actually helped our household a lot. And I think people really appreciate it when order is restored. They may not enjoy the process of getting there, but the result is always something that people feel really a good feeling when they're in an organized space. I don't think I know anybody who doesn't, you know, so yeah.
I would hopefully by the end of the broadcast today that people listening will have come up with some great strategies and some encouragement and feel good about it and maybe even can make some progress today during this hour. And so, by the way, I want to just mention, we'll open up the phone lines right away, and you can start queuing up. We've got, four copies of Jody's book to give away, Purge with Passion, Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. It's not a long book. It's, you know, I guess 170 pages or so, but you'll find great resources there in a variety of areas we're going to talk about. So if you'd like to queue up and sign up for the book or join the broadcast, you can call us at 877-93-FAITH. 877-933-2484. One of the questions that you addressed early in the book, which I wanted to start out with, is, does God care about our clutter? That's a great question. And if so, then what?
Right. That's really the question to ask, because I mean, I've done organizing and I help people get organizing for many years. And what I see is that it's never about the stuff. There is always a deeper issue going on. So I was always seeking to find out the why behind the disorder and the disorganization in people's lives. And then taking that one step further, when we actually apply our worldview of what organization is and order, and then look at a biblical view of what that is, that even takes us to a whole nother level. We tend to have, you know, a vision of organization. Like if you think of all the magazines and those amazing pictures of beautifully organized spaces, which are great. I mean, that's what I do. I help people get to that point in their homes. But usually it's seen as the end goal. And I found that, you know, as a student of Eternity Bible College, it really was a turning point for me when I started to really study the Bible and seeing that God has a story. And how does what I do fit in to his plan for this planet? And you can see that right back at the very beginning, from the onset, God created this world and it was in perfect order. And it was us that sort of messed it up. We stepped out of God's will and we disobeyed him. We wanted to go our own way. And so as a result, this world was plunged into chaos. And it's sort of been in chaos, not sort of, but it has been in chaos ever since. And I think that the disorder and the level of chaos that people are feeling and overwhelm in their lives is linked absolutely directly to that. So thankfully, though, you know, God has not forsaken us. He does have a plan to restore order to his world. And his desire is to rescue us and to set his world to rights. And we know that in the Old Testament, God established a plan to restore blessing back to us through Abraham. And in the New Testament, he sent his son to redeem the earth and restore it to its original order. So Jesus really is God's plan to rescue his creation. And through his life and death and resurrection, God has given us an opportunity to become a new creation, to do things differently, to live as he originally intended us to live. And as Christians, those of us who are in Christ, instead of life being lived for ourselves now, it's about living for Jesus. So consequently, when we place Jesus at the very center of our world and we commit to serving him, we become a part of God's plan to restore order. And the decisions that we then make about how we live our lives and the importance of the stuff we own and how we will use the resource that he's given us, everything then should line up with his way of doing things. So I really believe that our desire for order is not an accident or a whim. I think it's a really deep-seated desire in us that we want to get back to the way that God originally intended us to live.
I hope that even just our discussion, our worldview perspective there will be challenging and maybe just sort of give us the motivation to say, yes, this is not just about, you know, finding a pathway through the hallway, but there's a reason I'm doing this, that it does matter if our lives are disorganized, doesn't it? I mean, reality is, I mean, that if we are disorganized and there's clutter all about, I mean, it does affect our lives pretty significantly, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it can get in the way of us being being an effective part of God's plan, and that we can actually, without realizing it, we can actually be adding to the chaos and the disorder that's already in the world. We're adding, our mess is adding to that mess, and God is in the process of trying to restore, us out of that mess and bring us to a place of order. And that's really why this goes way beyond just sort of stuff, just getting our stuff and our things in order. I think our attempts to bring order, they can't just be about, wanting to make our lives run more smoothly and our homes more efficiently and be more productive at work. That's all great. And I think that happens as a result. But I think that our attempts to bring order need to be about more completely lining up our entire lives in such a way that we're in the best position that we can be in with all of our resources available to serve our king and his kingdom. And I think that this is the key. When we understand this foundational principle, that then it takes us from an attitude of sort of how can I purge a few things this weekend and make my closet look better, to how is God's order reflected in my life, and how is that from his perspective? How is God's order implemented in my life, and how does that look?
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about some of what Jody has written about in her book, Purge with Passion, Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. And we will talk a little bit about purging your stuff, but also about purging your finances and your time and your information and even purging your inner world. And we'll get to all that and more with Jody Watson, who is the founder and president of a Supreme Organization and author of the book Purge with Passion. And she's our guest today, and we've got some folks lining up with questions already. We'll get to those as well. You can join in at 877-93-FAITH. It's 877-933-2484. Or if it's more convenient, you can drop us a note online. Go to myfaithradio.com and then click on the Connecting Faith show page, and there's an email link right there. And we'll get to your questions in just a moment. We do have some copies, four copies of the book to give away. Happy to have you part of the broadcast today on Connecting Faith.
We put together our New Year's resolutions for 2014, but at Faith Radio, we want to know what you're praying for so that we can join you. Please visit myfaithradio.com and let us know what's on your heart and what you're praying for in 2014. Is it a job, your marriage, health? Let the power of prayer touch your life today in a fresh new way. And please know that the Faith Radio team will stand with you in prayer as we begin this new year. Myfaithradio.com. Click on My Prayer for 2014, and thanks for letting us pray for you.
You can help make people rich, and it has nothing to do with money. Northwestern's Adult Bachelor of Science degree in health psychology with a concentration in applied behavioral analysis can get you on your way. You'll learn how to promote health in people of all ages, focusing on behaviors that contribute to wellness and building lives that are truly rich. For more on this brand new online accelerated program, visit unwsp.edu. University of Northwestern, St. Paul. Learn, lead, invest, impact.
It's 17 past the hour. It's Connecting Faith. We've connected today with Jody Watson. Jody has appeared on TV programs like TLC's Real Simple, Real Life as the founder of Supreme Organization and been featured in a number of publications, popular speaker. Also, she's on the long-term plan, attending classes at Eternity Bible College. So I think she described it as on the Eternity Plan, so which is it's a great great way to continue a lifelong learning. And Jody, we got a question that we'll get to in a moment, but I wanted to ask you first about, let's talk about the word purge. What does the word purge mean when it comes to organizing?
Well, I mean, I guess the dictionary definition of the word is to get rid of, to become free of, or clear from whatever is impure or undesirable. So when we apply that to organizing, it's about letting go of those things that we no longer need or that may be getting in our way of really fully being available to God and helping to build his kingdom. You know, purging is the hardest part of the organizing process. It's always the most difficult. You know, we sort of start with sorting and then containing things and then but letting things go. And that's where people have the hardest time, is letting go of stuff. And it's really to do with this attachment that we have that's not appropriate to our things. And God is, you know, the Bible is very clear on, I think there are how many scriptures, I don't know, but I know there are a lot that actually address this issue of our attachment to our things. I think that God could see ahead of time that we were going to have issues in this area, and he definitely wanted to communicate something to us. There's a very example, I mean, I say a good example, it's a heartbreaking example, but in Mark 10, where, you know, there's a man who comes to Jesus. He's obviously a follower of Christ, and he wants to go deeper in his walk, and he's asking Jesus, what can he do? What can he do to be, gain eternal life, I think is the exact phrase that he uses. And Jesus says to him, you know, do this, do that. He sort of lays out some of the commandments, and then the man says, I'm doing all of this already. And it says that, I mean, I use the ESV version of the Bible, but it says that Jesus looked at him and loved him and said that you lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. The man, it says, he went away, and he was very disheartened because he had a lot of possessions. This was a man who was in bondage to his stuff, and ultimately chose his stuff over Christ. I mean, there is no way that there is anything in this world that could replace or be better than actually giving it up to go and do follow Christ. I mean, but we do it all the time. We're allowing our stuff to sort of get in the way and become more important to us than it should be, and it is impacting our walk with the Lord. So purging is important because it's really God's way of pruning from our lives that which is no longer necessary, that could be getting in our way, that we don't even maybe know about. God can see into our hearts. He was able to look into the man's heart and see that for this particular person, this was the issue that was holding him back. And I think for all of us, it's different. We all have different issues. I'm not particularly attached to things myself, but my motivation behind wanting stuff, coming from a home where we didn't grow up with a lot of stuff and we didn't have a lot of money, it was very worldly driven, and I felt as if stuff would somehow make me valuable or worth something, or I could find my identity in it or my security. And God really wants us to find all of these things in Christ. And so purging is sort of an art in a way that you have to just learn to do, because if we don't, we end up holding on to everything, and that's not God's way for us. I think we always have to be free and clear, keeping the channels open so that nothing is getting us bogged down and hemmed in so that we cannot be fully available to him.
Jody Watson's my guest. We're talking Purge with Passion, Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. It's certainly timely here early on this new year. Let's take a call from Joel. He's listening in Faith 1190 in the Madison area with a great question. Joel, you're on with Jody Washington. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the topic. And boy, I could really relate to what you're saying. My question is essentially, do you touch on or give any information that deals with folks that have attention deficit order, and how they can overcome that and in through practice or through God's word or anything like that you might offer?
Great question, yeah. Joel. Go ahead,
Joel. That is a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, Joel, I think pretty much all of us have some sort of issue that we may be dealing with that may make it harder, more challenging for us to become better organized and to bring order. And almost with a situation like ADD or ADHD, anything like that, the need to keep things uncomplicated, to keep things simplified and really organized is going to actually be a key to helping you function better. You know, my son actually was diagnosed with ADHD as a young in third grade. And, you know, it is helpful that I'm an organized parent because I can help him build that structure into his life. God knows that, if you have that issue, he knows that's your issue. And so going to him in prayer always for help when you are trying to realign your life and bring it back into order so that you can give him glory and you can reveal that his glory to the world, he's going to be on board with it and he's going to help you. There are resources as well that you can get to help you. There's strategies that you can put into place to help you with it. So there's lots of things that can be done. In 2005, I think when I just started my organizing business, I was diagnosed with a lung condition called sarcoidosis. Now it's not life threatening. It doesn't hurt, but it was life altering. I don't have as much energy as I could have as for the age I am. I should be able to do more. So I have to really find ways to manage my energy, manage my time, and work around it. I have to work around it. So whatever it is, everybody has different issues that they are going to have to overcome, but we all have them. They're just different. So if ADHD or ADD is an issue, just know that organization is something that can be learned. It's a skill that can be learned. It's not just, oh, you have it or you don't. Through practicing the habits of better organization, you will become better at it. So I hope that's been helpful.
Sure. Thank you. And I assume that one of the challenges, I guess, maybe in terms of a strategy is that we typically when we start, you know, we've determined that we're going to start on some project in organizing is that we get into it and we find something which reminds us of something else and reminds us of something else. And pretty soon we're not doing what we intended to do. So I guess focus is really is it a matter of just having starting really small so that we can focus, or are there some tips there?
Yeah, I think starting small is always good. It's really hard to change overnight, like radically everything in your life, like just expecting it to go from, oh my gosh, I live in all of this chaos, and now tomorrow I wake up and I'm living in perfect order. It's not realistic. We start with sort of one or two habits here or there. The two that it could be, you know, again, I would pray about it because God knows what it is maybe better than you do yourself. But it could be, let's just say, I'm always losing my keys and it's making me late in the morning because I can't find them. So it could be just getting in the habit of actually putting your keys in a specific place every day and getting into that habit, because currently you may be in the habit of just dropping your keys down anywhere in the house, and that's what the problem is. So little is always better, I think. And I think all this sort of, you know, quick fix, you know, get organized in 5 minutes type stuff is not realistic. I think these habits take time to change and then to maintain and then actually put them into practice. And so my book has actually each chapter, there's five, like you said, five areas covering stuff, time, information, inner world, and finances. But each chapter is sort of split in two. So there's the sort of theological approach to it in the first half, and then there's practical steps in the second half. And what I've tried to do is make those steps for each of them, the actual how to do it, very, very easy to follow. I mean, the last thing I want to do is give overly complex answers. They're not overly complex. The solutions are quite simple in some cases when we're just talking about how do I practically do this on an everyday basis in terms of my environment. The deeper thing is actually changing on the inside. That's the hard part. The outer stuff is way easier, but they kind of work hand in hand.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a couple of minutes. And you'll appreciate that as we go along, that there's a continual redirection to say, you know, what's behind our motivation here, and understanding a worldview perspective. That's what the book is all about. Purge with Passion, Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. And it's from our guest today, Jody Watson. Jody is the founder of Supreme Organization, founder president of Supreme Organization. And she has been on TV, TLC's network, Real Simple, Real Life, and other places, publications as well, offering some great insight for us today. We have four copies of the book to give away. We'll get to more questions and topics here coming up in just a moment. The number is 877-93-FAITH. If you'd like to join in, 877-933-2484, and just register for one of the copies of the book. It would be a great resource to help you here early on this new year. 877-933-2484 or online, myfaithradio.com. Then click on the Connecting Faith show page, and we'll talk about more things like about the vision area and about technology and what about to helping others declutter. All that coming up. Good word from Proverbs 13, I think it is. Walk with the wise. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. I don't know if you're a companion of a hoarder if you suffer harm. Well, maybe we'll ask Jody about that, I guess. Jody Watson is our guest. She is the founder and president of Supreme Organization and has authored a new book called Purge with Passion, Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. And it opens up a number of areas in which we could get more organized and do some purging, including, you know, stuff, obviously, but there's finances, there's your time, there's your information, and there's even your inner life. And we'll try and touch on all those as we go along. But in the beginning of the area, Jody, you talked a little bit about creating a vision area, which I thought was a good perspective. And so maybe in terms of getting started, what are some framework things we've touched on the importance of, you know, really praying about what God wants us to maybe focus on, but give us some framework things about getting started.
Right, yeah. The vision area is something that I started to do with clients because I would walk in, I'm always walking into to situations where it's very overwhelming and there's a lot of chaos and disorder. And people are overwhelmed and anxious about this, and the reason they've called me is because they don't know where to begin. And it can be overwhelming. It's absolutely, definitely clutter can adversely affect us on many, many levels. So the vision area was just a way to take a very, very small space. It could be a bookshelf in a bookcase or an end table or a small area that is not going to take you very long to organize, and just work on getting that organized, not trying to do the whole thing, but just picking one area, going in, and it serves many, it actually serves multiple purposes. One of them, if you are working on your own, let's say you're not working with a professional organizer or you're not working with somebody who can help you, may have better organizational skills than you do at this time, you can time yourself to see how long it takes you to organize. This is not to stress you out in any way. It's just that different people work at different paces. And if you are going to be organizing, you need to know how long it takes you. The more you do it, the quicker you will become at it, but in the beginning, so that you don't sort of, you have 2 hours to organize, let's say, and you're like, let me just take everything, the contents of this entire closet out and try and do it, and then realize, oh my gosh, you know, 2 hours later, it's all over the floor and I can't deal with it. So that way you know how long to set yourself for different areas. So you can time it. Time how long it will take you to do this one area that you've chosen. And then it sort of starts to get you in the habit of actually organizing it, to make it look pretty, to take things out that don't need to be there, only the functional things that have to be there for that area. Then it serves as an area that you can actually practice keeping that way, because the change is all through creating new habits, and that comes from practicing the skills and the actually doing organizing and keeping things organized. And then the vision area, the reason I call it that, is that it gives you something to remind you of what you're going for. It gives you one area that you can be like, okay, maybe this over here isn't done yet, but I've done it here. This is my reminder. This is my practice area. And then you sort of translate that and you take it and you do it in other areas in your home. So it's sort of like a hopeful beam, if you like, to people, to sort of just give them that one, because it can be very overwhelming. And when you don't know where to begin and there's everything everywhere, just having this one area that you work on and you're working on can really, really help, I've really found it to be helpful for my clients. So that's the vision area.
Good. I wonder if that would help. Linda had called in with a question. She says, how can we break the cycle of battling anxiety and managing clutter? So it seems like you increase the clutter, yeah, which causes you to start feeling more anxious. So yeah, how do you start to walk that back? And maybe that's just as you said, that's the answer.
Yeah. I mean, the reason my book covers, it's not just about stuff. I actually cover all these five areas that are sort of, big areas of human disorganization, if you like. But the anxiety is an issue of the heart. It's something that we're carrying with us. Now, when we're sort of holding all of that, that can get in the way. That's as much clutter as it is, anxiety, as clutter that's in our closet. It's the same thing. It's negative things that don't need to be there. And by placing our trust in God more, really allowing him to sort of walk us through this and help us to transform the situation that we're living in. We're sinful human beings. We're fallen sinful human beings. We are going to have emotions that don't honor God. Being overly anxious is a very natural human emotion, but at the same time, it can paralyze us and stop us from doing the things that he wants us to do. In Matthew 6, he says, don't be anxious. None of this, anything that anyone is dealing with in terms of this organization is bigger than God. None of it. He is bigger than all of the mess in our lives. And he is fully able to come in and help us deal with it and fully ready to help us deal with it. So I think going to him and really seeking his help is the first step, really, always to go. And then just the desire to do things differently. Change can be hard. Taking small steps over time produces new results. So giving yourself time to change, not being so very hard on yourself. Like, it's hard to move forward. Like, what you're trying to do to move forward and transform from disorder to order is a big deal. And so if you are sort of beating yourself up and hitting yourself and adding all of that onto yourself, you're making it harder. So letting it go, giving it to God and saying, I'm really scared about this, but can you help me? Can you show me where I need to begin and how to proceed through this and get the help that I need? Because we don't have to do it always on our own. And just trusting in him that he is capable, even when we're not.
I was just in the chapter on purging your inner world, which is kind of what we've been talking about, that we need to understand some important words like forgiveness and understand that there are circumstances sometimes beyond our control, and we accept that God is still in control and that we can live by grace. And those things are valuable in that inner world purging as well. So, Jody, thank you for that. By the way, if you want to find out more about Jody's writing and work as head of Supreme Organization, you can go to actually her book site. It's purgewithpassion.com, purgewithpassion.com. We'll get to another caller in a minute. Let's take Liz from Lakeville. She's calling in line one. Liz, you're on with Jody Watson. Go ahead.
Hi, Jody. My husband, I'm just newly remarried. My husband and I are both in our mid-60s, and just as there are normally wedding registries, we decided to do something different in terms of downsizing and consolidating the mass of things that we've accumulated over the years. He came up with the idea of having a reverse registry. And what we decided that meant was that we invited family members or friends, even if we chose, to come to our homes and to see what they could use, what would bless them. And so then they let us know what would be a blessing to them, and that's what we're working on doing.
I love that, Linda. That is such a great idea. That really is, that you guys came up with.
And so it's actually meaningful, useful, valuable kinds of things that someone could make use of, and as opposed to just re-gifting some of your original wedding gifts, probably, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we both have two households of things from over 64 or more years. So
right. It's a lot of stuff. It does definitely pile up over the years.
Good word.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, because again, it's like we don't want to just give people our stuff. Like, okay, I don't want this, but it's still used. Let me give it to somebody. We may just be adding to their. Everybody has too much stuff, so being really mindful, the way you did that, of having people actually come to your house and choose what's actually going to be useful. And I think that's something that we forget is that the stuff that we're holding on to that we're not using and that isn't necessary for us and we don't need can actually really benefit others and can be, like you said, a blessing to other people. And so that's just another incentive for, you know, really letting go of the things that in our lives that are no longer something that we use or need.
Which kind of relates to another caller who asked this question. It says, I hang on to lots of baby clothes, things from my children when they were younger. Can I get rid of them without feeling guilty? And maybe that's the real issue, is about feeling guilty.
Yes. And I mean, when it comes to things with our children, it is hard. But absolutely, yes, you can get rid of them without feeling guilty, especially if maybe they can be of use to, you know, a new mother who maybe doesn't have clothes for a baby. That's even more important. They're put to such good use. It's not that we have to purge absolutely everything from our lives. Keep maybe, you know, two or three of your most favorite outfits for your child and then let the rest go. So you do keep some memory. You have it there. And let's face it, in this day and age, we have photographs of our kids in absolutely every single outfit they've ever worn, probably. So you have the photo memory to keep as well. So that's a really good thing. The guilt that people feel is like, I can't. I'm gonna offend somebody. I'm gonna upset somebody. Or this just isn't right to let this go. I don't agree. I think it absolutely is okay. And so I'm giving you the okay right now. It is okay to let go of your baby's clothes that the child no longer wears or needs. Definitely.
I want to get into talking a little bit about finances and information, some of those things too. But talk a little bit about how do we help others. Do some purging, some decluttering, whether it's maybe a messy spouse or aging parents or, you know, are there some recommendations of how we can come alongside and encourage others in that process?
Yeah, I think, you know, Neil, it's important that we allow people to change when they're ready. We can't force it on somebody else. If somebody's trying to coerce somebody or, you know, force somebody into changing because that's what they want, it's only really going to have disastrous results. So I think first and foremost is looking to yourself and actually how you are doing things and looking at change. It's hard enough to change ourselves. So actually looking at what are my habits, what am I doing, am I doing this, am I putting it into practice and being an example of what you are aspiring for them to be. And then maybe asking them, because change is hard and it can be difficult when you're living with a spouse who is maybe very disorganized and you're very organized. It's very stressful for the person who's organized. When people tend to not have the organization gene so much, they don't mind the disorder. It doesn't bother them as much on a conscious level anyway. So letting them know just one thing at a time, again, you're trying to get them to change a habit, give them small steps and not overwhelm them with like, I need you to change in all these areas so that our house or our lives are different. But picking one or two areas that are really important and, you know, being compassionate and understanding that it's maybe really hard for them to do this. And so helping them and encouraging them in a loving way to make those changes, because it's not easy. And even when you want to do it, it's hard. So when you really don't, when you're like, I'm fine with it like this, it's kind of hard because you don't really get it either. So I think always, first and foremost, the relationship comes first.
Good.
And, you know, managing the stuff is sort of second. So never put it more important than the actual relationship with the other person.
Find some help online at purgewithpassion.com. Purge with Passion is the book from Jody Watson. The subtitle is Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. Jody is founder and president of Supreme Organization, and we'll continue in a moment. We want to get to a couple of those other areas. We'll talk a little bit about purging in areas of finances and information and time. We'll try and get to those as well. And a couple of your questions as well. It's 877-93-FAITH. 877-933-2484.
Faith Radio's mission is to lead people to Christ and nurture you in your spiritual growth through Christ-centered media. We recently connected online with David from Bangladesh.
I'm so glad to have been introduced to MyFaithRadio.com. I like to listen to Faith Radio, which I get through this address online. It's my wish that God will expand His ministry everywhere in the world.
MyFaithRadio.com crosses borders and even oceans. Log on today at MyFaithRadio.com and join the conversation helping to spread the message of Faith Radio.
Real, lasting encouragement for life's ups and downs.
On that day, I turned the radio on, sitting there with no hope left. And this topic came up on co-parenting. I thought, well, now here we go. This is like a sign. What are the odds of this, right? Awesome coaching job. And the prayers and all that and the people that called in. I was driving down the road in tears. I think by tuning in, it puts things in perspective.
Highlighting real hope every day. Faith Radio.
Talking today with Jody Watson and talking about organizing principles from a Christian perspective. That's the subtitle of her book called Purge with Passion. Jody is founder and president of Supreme Organization and does regular TV and national publications dealing with helping getting organized and staying organized. I want to talk about staying organized in a moment, too. But Jody, say a few words about purge in finances and time. And information. Those are, I don't know if the principles are the same, but those are all pretty big areas. And probably in a typical organizational book, we sort of stop with stuff. But you've talked about these key areas as well.
Yeah, because I think they're all sort of interlinked, and people don't just tend to have one area that's the issue. The stuff being overwhelming can affect the time management. Or the time management can affect the finances because bills don't get paid on time. And then our inner world just affects all of it. So even though the inner world is the last chapter in the book, it's really an ongoing process and kind of needs to come hand in hand with all the other areas. The process of purging our inner worlds is basically to allow God to expose and remove the things that we are trying to hide and bury and numb and avoid. We stuff things in closets and shut the door, and it's the same with our emotions. So when we are allowing those negative and destructive emotions to fester and take root, we're not able to be fully present and available for Him for His use. We need to deal with our own brokenness and sin so that we're in a position to reveal the glory of our God to a fallen and broken world. It impacts our emotions, impact everything else that we do. The issues that we have going on in our heart will impact all the decisions about everything that we do. In our finances and our information and our time, when we're really living a life that's free of clutter, our finances would be restructured and reorganized in such a way that we become faithful stewards of the money that God has entrusted to us. We would adopt a heart for giving, and we'll use our money in such a way that has eternal consequences instead of just like, how can I get more for me and how can I make sure I'm okay? And then information, that relates to all this paper-based and electronic stuff that we have. I mean, there's a wealth of information that's just coming at us from every direction at lightning speed. And how do we manage all of that? And one of the things that, I start where I start is that, we choose information to consume and create, because we're actually responsible for creating it too, that supports God's plan to restore order. It doesn't add to the general confusion and disorder that's already present in the world. So we're really mindful about that. And then with our time, I really believe that God has given each of us exactly the right amount of time to do what He put us here to do. When we look at Jesus's ministry, He was here for 3 short years. He was ministering. He got what He needed to get done because He was focused on the Father. He was focused on what He was sent here to do. He was never portrayed as being stressed out or didn't have time for people. He absolutely had time to do everything that He needed to do. The problem for us is that we're living in the world and we're getting distracted and we're getting taken in other directions, and we're doing all these things that we want to do maybe, and it's not even what God intended for us to do. And so we're getting overloaded and our time is getting wasted, this precious resource that God has given us, because our time is basically our life. If the enemy can see his way into getting us to be distracted from using our time wisely and for the purposes that God sent us here, then he's really succeeding in sort of robbing us of our lives and stealing that from us. So time is really important. And so that those, you know, very short capsule sort of to sum up why those other areas are discussed and why I bring them into the book, because they all work together. And we're not just looking to change, you know, our closets and get them in order. We're looking to really bring our entire lives back into alignment with God's plan for order.
You know, it's appreciate those insights, Jody. You know, it's one thing to sort of get organized to reduce clutter. It's another thing to maintain sort of a new way of living. Are there some tips that you have for maybe building new organized habits?
Yes. I mean, starting small, really, if you haven't learned, you may not have learned how to organize. It's very possible that you just actually don't know how. But there are many books out there. And again, the second half of each of my chapters does give the how-to practical tips to actually do it. So I would start in one area and really just focus on that. It could be, you know, my papers are really overwhelming. How can I get on top of those? So rather than worrying about all the other stuff that's maybe disorganized, start in one area and really learn at turning that around to build those new habits. Follow steps. I've tried to lay out in my book really easy to follow step by step so that it's not hard or complicated, so that you can implement them and you can practice doing them. It's the practicing of it that is going to show the results in the end.
Jody, let me interrupt too.
Yeah.
Just say, are there, when you talk about sort of the steps, are there kind of the general rule, whatever the area is, there are kind of the steps are the same? Are they?
You know, I think for the most part, maybe apart from paper, they really are. There's sort of five or six steps. You know, you would, if you're going to, let's say, organizing a closet, and you can use this in any area, you would start by emptying out items. I think you need to see the whole picture, so bringing everything out of the area to look at it, where you have the time, or just even if it's one shelf, do that, if that's all that you have time for. And then taking out the items that belong elsewhere, there's always things there that shouldn't be there, take those away, put them where they belong, and then group together the remaining items that you have, so that you're now starting to, now you're organizing, you're putting them together. Okay, these are like items, and I'm putting them all together. And then sort through those individual items as a group. It's much easier than trying to sort through all different categories in one go. You're going, I'm dealing with toiletries right now, or I'm dealing with books right now. And as you sort through each of those, you can eliminate, again, what is no longer necessary. So through it all, you're practicing the art of purging and letting go what really you don't need, and letting that go, either donating it, throwing it away, whatever needs to happen, giving it away if it's appropriate. And then what you're left with then is the items that you do want to keep. And so looking at the space that you have in which to keep them and making a home for them and giving them the appropriate sized container or whatever it is. And it really, those steps are the same. When I go into organizing homes, it's the same thing I do over and over again. So you practice those five steps. You can follow them in my book. And then the more you practice them, you'll actually start to be able to do it. Without thinking about it, but like, this is what I do. And start small. Again, I keep saying that, I feel, but definitely start small and work up from there.
Good words. Karen send a note? And maybe we can, we got about, 3-4 minutes left or so. Her note was, I'm overwhelmed with every room. I need help. So I think you kind of talked about starting small, but maybe just some encouragement to someone today who just feels like, you know, this is, chaos is reigning at the moment.
Yeah. I think that it is overwhelming, Karen, and so you're not alone. Definitely you are not alone. There are many people experiencing what you are experiencing right now. And I would just pray, take it to the Lord, and really seek him and to go deep into your heart and say, God, you tell me where I start, because I can't say from the outside. Where you need to start and where somebody else needs to start is different. And so God will know. And if you take it before him and allow him to speak to you and listen, you're listening to him, he will direct you. And it'd be maybe just start over here, you know, start with this kitchen cupboard or start with this over here. And it could be buying my book. It could be buying somebody else's book. It could be reaching out to a friend. It could be calling in professional help to help you, whatever the step is that you need. And then taking the steps from there that you need to get that area or that one aspect done. It's kind of hard to blot out all the rest when it's all there, but if you can sort of zoom in and focus on, I'm going to work on this, to help me, it's the vision area concept again, where you're going to go in and work on one small manageable area so that you can practice those new habits, change the way you did things before so that you have new results now. And once you've achieved that in a small area, you can then take it and work on the next and then the next. And so that would be my advice to you.
And as we've talked about, I mean, there's to have a vision for how getting organized, getting life managed can make such a difference in terms of even impacting God's kingdom. And that's at the heart of what you're talking about day by day, isn't it?
Yeah, I think when you really keep that reason of why you're doing this now, it's like I'm not just doing this for the sake of my house being in order, although that's going to happen and that's great, but I'm actually doing this because I'm a part of God's plan to restore order on this planet, and I don't want to contribute to the mess that's already there. And in my own little way, in my own part of the world, I'm going to do what I can, and in that way, I think you can make a huge difference.
Jody Watson is the founder, president of Supreme Organization, and she's author of Purge with Passion, Organizing Principles from a Christian Perspective. And you can find out more about the book and some of her writings and resources at the website purgewithpassion.com, purgewithpassion.com. And we've got some great resources just from this hour. And if you had a missed part of it or would like to maybe just listen to it again to review a couple of steps or pass it on to a friend, you can do so. We put the podcast up each day after the show at myfaithradio.com, and then just click on the Connecting Faith show page. It's myfaithradio.com, and hope that it will be an encouragement to you. And I always love when you share the news with a friend. I'll let them know about the programming here in Faith Radio. Jody, thank you for your encouragement, for giving us a worldview perspective and some good practical steps as well, and blessings to you. And I look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
Thank you so much, Neil. Bye-bye.
Purge with Passion with Jody Watson. That's our topic today. I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow for our monthly Ask the Professor segment here on Connecting Faith. You can get your questions ready, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon.